Friday morning, got a big show on the radio.
Superfly.
Now. Yeah, I got time back with you. I got to tell you today's feature track from the big show Bitbox. Married Man, our superhero. The Dr. Clawhammer, Reign of Terror, Part 1. There's your keyword, Clawhammer. Make you visit BigShow.com. Hey, right now. Meet our contestant. He is Rodney at a beautiful Pine Knot, Kentucky. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, John Boyce.
Hey, buddy, welcome. All right, Rodney, you know how we're going to do this. Going to ask Tater some questions. You agree or disagree on whether you think she's right or not. Two bells before two buzzers win. All right?
All right.
All right. So, Tater, there's old Rodney up there in Pine Knot.
Happy Friday, Rodney. Rodney.
Well, thank you. Happy Friday.
All right, so here we go. Tater, right. One of the most famous paintings by the French artist Renoir.
Yes, art. Yes.
Is called Two Girls at what?
At once.
You know how the French are,
huh?
Don't earn it.
I'm sorry. Two Girls at the Park.
It's entitled, it's called Two Girls
at the Park.
At the Park is that Renoir painting. Rodney, what do you think? Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Agree with that?
No.
Two Girls at the Piano.
Yeah.
Piano was where the two girls were.
Okay. But they were together.
Well, that's at once.
All right, see? Here we go. We need a bell here, Rodney. So, Tater, they are happy.
They are happy.
Cooperative.
Uh-huh.
And industrious.
Oh.
And their slogan is give service. Who are they?
The very serious Hooters waitresses.
They holding the serious ones?
This is their job, man.
Happy, that's cooperative, industrious.
That is the Salvation Army.
Give service. Salvation Army. Rodney, do you agree or disagree?
I hate to be dumber than blonde, but I think I agree.
You think you do? Yeah. No,
I
wasn't really the thing to do there.
I'm dumber than blonde. I'm a redhead.
Yeah, those are the campfire girls. Who those girls are. The campfire girls.
Well, you never said girls.
Yeah.
Man, help a blonde out.
But you said Hooters girls.
Well, but...
Oh, let's not argue. Okay. Rodney, we're going to give you a nice consolation prize. Make you happy, buddy. Appreciate you listening. And glad you almost won.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, John. You made my day.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hang in there. Jackie, make him happy.
I will.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule with us Friday morning. About 20 minutes, gonna call Hoyt. Boy's always wild.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. John Boy and Billy the gang. My three girls. Jackie, Tater, and Pearl. Yeah. Very amusing.
Here. Real quick, you know we have dog lovers out there. This dog is so funny. I swear it's a person in there. Marcy, we have swivel chairs for those of you out there who have never been in the studio. So she keeps hitting Marcy and jumping up on Marcy's arm. She wants a treat that's sitting back here on the table. So Tater said, watch this. Tater turns her back on her. She waits for a few minutes. She stares at the treat. Then she walks around Tater's other side. Tater turns back on again. She gets crossed up in Tater's headphones, and the cord is around her neck. She doesn't care. She keeps hitting that Marcy like, give me a treat.
And she ain't got nothing but time.
Pearl's she's patient. She is so patient. She will sit there. Marcy, look at Marcy's back 2-3 minutes. Then she'll come around her feet. Marcy turn again. She'll sit 2-3 minutes. You going to give me a treat.
Well, you know what they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Not only is Pearl starting to look like me, she's been acting like me the last couple of years.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Hey, who's moving around the trailer this morning?
Meh, hello.
Hey, is this Hoyt?
All my life, want to fight about it?
Not right now, John Boy and Billy here.
Well, say there, you big old hairy, no driving, nose picking, knuckle dragging, self-actualizing pervert.
Self-actualizing?
That means fully living up to one's potential.
Oh!
The new Reader's Digest come yesterday. I was just sitting here on the commode increasing my word power.
See, thanks for the visual. So, what's new over at Temptation Trailer?
Well, old Deborah's nephew, Dumas, has been flopping here for about a week.
I don't think I ever heard you talk about Dumas before.
Oh, he's the baby of the family. So, of course, he knows every dadgum thing. Got tired of fighting with his mom and daddy, so he packed his clothes, bought him a bus ticket, and lit out on the road to Matua.
Well, how's it going so far?
Not too good. Yesterday morning, he says he got a little money saved up. He's going out to buy him a car. Come sputtering into the body shop about lunchtime, driving this nasty old 65 Volkswagen Bug. Worst hunk of junk you ever seen in your life. He says, you like it? This is my new car. I said, well, how about moving it? It's leaking oil all over the parking lot. Where'd you get that thing anyways? Dumas says, from this feller Rufus McGee, only give him $100 for it. I said, well, you still got Jip. See, Rufus McGee, he's one of them shade tree fellers, sells cars out of his front yard, the type. Remember the Andy Griffith show where Barney bought that junky car from old Mrs. Lesh?
Of course I do.
Yeah, well, Rufus sells the one Mrs. Lesh turns down. Anyways, I said, boy, take that piece of crap back over there and make him give you your money back. He says, well, wait a minute. I know it don't look like much, but I got it so cheap. I got some money left over. Figured you and Deborah could fix it up for me. I says, son, that car ain't worth doing nothing to. Now take it back. I was giving him some of that, what you call, tough love. You know? Yeah. I says, Deborah, you follow him over in the truck and give him a ride back over here. So the two of them drove off. And I picked up the phone, called old Rufus. I says, Mr. McGee, this here's John D. Rayford with the Walt Disney Company. We're fixing to do us a remake of Herbie the Love Bug. And we're looking for a Volkswagen Bug, 1965 model. Don't matter what shape it's in, we're going to fix it up. I'll give you $300 for it. Old Rufus says, man, I wish you'd called me a half hour ago. I had just the one you're looking for. I just sold it. I says, well, let me give you my phone number. If you run up on any more of them, give me a call. I figure when Dumas showed up, old Rufus will buy that old car back faster than you can pull a greasy string out of a cat's butt.
That's good thinking. Did you get that one out of Reader's Digest, too?
No, that one's original.
Well, congratulations. So what happened?
Well, about a half hour later, they come back to the body shop, both of them just smiling to beat the band. I says, well, how'd it go? And Dumas says, pretty dang good. I just went in there and told old Mr. Rufus McGee I wasn't satisfied. He says, well, then I'll buy it back from you. I said, see, I told you, all you got to do is show a little backbone. Folks respect that. Just then, Delbert says, well, wait, here's the part where it gets good. I walked up and says, you think you can sell it, huh? And Rufus says, yeah. I got a feller wants to buy that very car. Deborah says, well, hold on there a minute. We ain't finished the deal here yet. How much is this fella gonna give you? He says, well, $300. And I says, well, maybe we ought to get a little piece of that money, too. And old Rufus says, well, I tell you what, I'll give you back your $100. You give me the car, and when I sell it, we'll split the other $200 right down the middle. I says, you got a deal. So about then I turns to Dumas and says, so you got your money? And Deborah says, hey, we done even better than that. I give old Rufus back the $100. He give me the feller's phone number. Idiot.
Delbert strikes again.
If dumb was gasoline, you wouldn't want to smoke around it. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and the CarMax twins is fixing to go to work. You going to see Goober later on?
Yeah, well.
So you tell him I said, duh, huh? He'll know what you mean.
Right.
Y'all keep him straight up there.
All right.
Right.
Hey there, this your old pal Justin LeBlanc. When I'm not mooching some of that fine Jacques Daniel whiskey and a plate of right fine gumbo off my best friend Woodrow Boudreaux and that sassy sack of wife of his old Lisbon, I'm listening to those two wacky Cajun John Boy and Billy right there on that there big show. Woo-wee, they is funny, I guarantee.
Giving away time of John Boy's Wonderful Thing of the Week. About this time every Friday, we'll announce the winner. This is Wonderful Thing number 100. Partially deployed John Boy Billy 20th anniversary t-shirt. Partially deployed Parton. Don't look like half a can of biscuits. That didn't deter several thousand of you from putting your name in a hat. There can only be one winner. And today's winner is... from Kernersville, North Carolina. I like to do as everybody perks up there from Kernersville. Wait a minute. Frank Kaczynski. Yeah, a boy. Frank gets it delivered to your home. All right, then. Next week's Wonderful Thing giveaway, number 101, the whole truth about spring turkey hunting. With Ronnie Cuz Strickland. His brand new book of Cuz from Mossy Oak.
Hardcover.
Yeah, man. It's nice in there. And it is turkey season right now, so you need this book of Cuz. Can't get it. We'll announce it about this time next Friday. So when it's up, hit thebigshow.com and good luck. Sorensen in minutes, Big Show. Rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law of Tigers.
Man, that'll fill up a motorcycle, I guarantee.
That's one of the things that's great about those two-wheelers, isn't it? Law Tigers are motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Check it out. Hang on, play for it, minutes. Now, Tom Sorensen, our Friday morning sports guru. Good morning, Mr. Sorensen.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Doing good, Tom. Well, let's catch up on the week of sports since we talked last. O.J. Simpson died. I didn't even know he had that bad cancer or something. Did you know that, Tom?
I did not.
I guess they did kind of keep that a little quiet, you know.
Yep.
One thing. So, I guess we all know the story of O.J. Do you remember where you were during the Bronco chase?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I mean, what I remember is two things. One, I was at home watching the longest, it was over an hour, low-speed chase in history, and then going to Hornets practice. And Alan Bristow was a coach, and he said, can you believe this stuff? And you go into the locker room to ask players a question. They were all talking about O.J. I mean, it was, if you weren't there, you don't remember, but the trial went from January till October, and it was just something we all talked about, and we all watched, and when the verdict came in, I think most of us were shocked.
I know, man. It's something. And I think that was I saw somebody talking about it. The first time where outside stuff actually made its way into the courtroom. And, like, everybody knew, it seemed like, that he was guilty. He left everything at the crime scene except his Heisman, for goodness sake. So, you know, it was ever because of the L.A. cops and the Rodney King and all that, you know, it was just on that. Cochran, it's his job to try to get an innocent verdict, and he did, just played the race card throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it worked. Mm-hmm. Kind of laid a template of how to do it since then. Crazy.
You know, it might have been the first reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it was real time, and we're all watching, and who knows? If it hadn't been for that, maybe there wouldn't have been American Idol.
There you go, looking on the bright side again. All right. So, Tom, this NFL draft, that's the next big thing in the NFL multiverse. When is that happening?
It comes up next Thursday and next Friday and next Saturday.
Where is it going to be this year?
Going to be in Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan. Okay.
And I tell you, last year, man, they drew so many people, hundreds of thousands over the 3 days in KC. And it is, you know, I still remember when the NFL came up with it and they decided to televise it on the NFL Network, which the owners owned. And they thought, well, maybe a few people will watch. And now if you check NBA ratings, the playoff games that go opposite the draft absolutely tank.
Wow.
Because, you know, look, the NFL is such a big deal. And once a year you get to pluck these great players, theoretically, from college football and add them to your team, and you get to improve and you get to do it in front of everybody. And it's a pretty cool 3 days.
So what does the draft look like this year?
I tell you, it looks offensively oriented. The most offensive players who have ever been taken in a draft is 19, and that's happened 3 times. And this year, the over-under, if you're betting, on offensive players drafted is 21.5. And it's quarterbacks, and but mainly it's wide receivers and offensive linemen. It's a lot of huge guys out there looking for a gainful employment, and they're pretty good. And so I think a lot of offensive players, and I think that's what the home team, the Panthers, will do when they finally draft.
All right. And we got to talk about Golden State. You know, our favorite team besides our home team of the Charlotte Hornets, with Big Show Kid Steph Curry on there, of course. Man, they got knocked out. Me and Jackie was talking about that. What are they going to do with Klay Thompson? You know, he was 0 for the game. He did not make a shot the whole game. One of the Splash Brothers, and he's had his problems. Then it looked like he came back, but golly, and he's going to be a free agent this year as well. Are they going to be able to keep those main three, which is Steph, Draymond, and Klay, together?
To me, the most expendable of those guys is Klay, and not just because of he was 0 for ever against Sacramento, but he just is not who he was. I mean, he's a neat guy to have alongside Steph. He spaces the floor well. He seems like a good guy, but they got to get some talent, and they got to get some young talent, and you can't do it with one guy. I mean, you're watching that game, and it's like Steph's a quarterback, and he's being blitzed. I mean, he had no room to move. He still led the team in scoring because it's who he is and what he does. But he had so many people on him. And if you don't have help, I mean, Steph's 36, and you got to get some young guys who can just help carry the load. And the only way to do that is to free up some money. And the only way to do that is to say, Klay, we hate to see you go, but see ya.
Man, it's like you said the defense cannot just do that, like just throw everything at Stephen if they're worried about somebody else. So that shows you they were not.
They were not. I mean, you know, Chris Paul was fantastic when he was younger, and he's not younger. And people age at different rates. I mean, Steph moves relentlessly, and to do that, you got to be in great condition, and he is. But not everybody holds up like that. And, you know, they got to get a 22-year-old, a 25-year-old. For them, a young is a 31-year-old.
I know. I was going to say, my heart dropped when you said 36 is old.
I know. Yeah. It is out there. All right. Well, good stuff, Tom. You have a great weekend, buddy. We'll catch up next week.
Okay. Everybody there, have a great weekend, and thank you very much.
All right, my boy. All right, y'all. Well, let's play last round's wordy word for the week. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. It's sweet. This is a Big Show on the radio. Friday morning, April the 19th. Today's featured track for the Big Show Bitbox. This is A Married Man. This is part one of the Dr. Clawhammer Reign of Terror. Here, part one. Get you ready for part two. Yeah, we'll get part one for you here. Oh, get that. Is that right, baby? Well, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our Friday morning contestants. We got Sam out of Damascus, Virginia. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome. And we got Jeffrey out of Great Bend, Kansas. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, John Boy.
All right, boys, welcome in here. Jeffrey, that's Sam, Virginia. Sam, that's Jeffrey in Kansas. All right?
Let's see. Doing great.
Oh, boys, you'd be playing somebody this morning on the radio. Well, Tater's got Jeffrey. I got Sam. Let's see what we can do, boys. Jeffrey, you relax. Me and Sam for the first 30 seconds. All right, Sam, you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
All right. Start the clock now. Just say no. Don't do...
drugs.
Yeah. All right. They want you to blank the army. Come on. Blank up.
Join.
Yes.
Join.
All right. A minute blank that comes cleans your house. She's your...
maid?
Yes. Uh-huh. The opposite of sweet is...
sour.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. The Volkswagen bug is called the...
beetle.
Yes. Uh-huh. The month of yester month. I'm sorry. Kind of froze up on that.
March.
Yeah, it was March, so you go ahead and throw that one out, okay. Tater. So, all right, we got a 5 on that board, and Jeffrey and Tater gets to go for their round one. Number to shoot at. Jeffrey, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And go.
The beach is made out of this.
Sand.
Uh-huh. Rhymes with it. I bought a lot of acres. I bought a lot of...
land.
Uh-huh. Yes. Rhymes with it. You have 5 fingers on your...
hand.
And rhymes with it. You're in a rock and roll...
band.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. This doesn't have much flavor. It's kind. It's just...
bland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rhymes with it. When you you pick your garden and then you store it. What? I'm terrible.
Can.
On the buzzer. Canned at the buzzer. All right, y'all.
You are amazing.
Put a 6 to take the lead by 1 on them tough rhymes. I don't know how you did it.
Maybe we should start giving them 3 points if they get it on the buzzer.
Oh,
let's not do
let's
that.
Let's do that
right
now.
All right, so Jeffrey leading by 1. All right, Sam, me and you for our final 30.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
Still rhyming.
Start the clock now. In baseball, you hit a blank slam.
Grand.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. When you have a mark on your hand and they would see if it's there, they just blanked you. Blank to see if you had it. It's like a... doggone it. It's a tough word. A barcode. Grocery store. They do this to see what price...
Stand.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Do not sit. The opposite of sit is... blank up. Get up. Blank there.
Oh, man.
What are we doing? Two on the ball.
Wow.
Game's killing me.
So many more.
Seven. Oh, man. Jeffrey and Tater, all you need is two to win this game. I got to go on the weekend feeling like a loser.
Yeah, Tater.
Now you know how I feel.
All right, Jeffrey and Tater, ready to go.
Blank at attention.
Stand.
Yeah. That's tied up now.
Oh, you came back from the beach.
I shouldn't have told you.
You were all this. Your skin was all...
tan.
Yeah.
Tan for the win. Yeah, y'all got it. You deserved it. Me and Sam stung it up.
I wish you hadn't told her. She'd have sat there through the whole clock and not staring at
her. I thought he said we were 7-7. I thought he said we were tied, so that's why I thought one would do it. So anyway, we won!
Yeah, there you go. Great. Sam, you can try again anytime there, Sam. Appreciate you playing, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Jeffrey over in Great Bend, woo-hoo! Your prize package coming. Good game, son.
Thank you, John Boy.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Bit request time. See what we got. Tom Whitehair Sr. says, need to hear about the guy who hit a deer, put it in the back seat, came back to life, was only stunned, talked to the police for a while, ended up asking if he got to keep the deer for food.
Oh man.
Dom, yeah. We hadn't thought about that one in a while, buddy. Good request. We'll get it for you. Coming up next. It's a Big Show on the radio. Got something you'd like to hear? Right about this time, Monday through Friday, hit us up at thebigshow.com. And the John Boy and Billy Facebook page. Tom Whitehair Sr. out of Western Kentucky gets your request right here.
Hello. Yes, who is this? This is the ambulance emergency line. Do you have an emergency?
I need a ambulance.
Who is this?
Joe.
Okay, Joe, where do you need us?
I'm in my phone booth.
Okay, what's the address there?
Hold on.
Okay, sir, did you call through 911?
No.
Okay, Joe, I need a location. What street are you on?
I'm in my phone booth at the stop and go. Yeah, I'm at the... That's it. I'm at the stop and go. Wait a minute. What the... Huff
Smith, Corville,
and something. It's a motherfucking
stop and go.
Huff Smith, Corville,
and what?
Hold on. Yo.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Coffee? There you go. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth. Let me tell you what, I'm going down the motherfucking road, driving my car, minding my own goddamn business, and a motherfucking deer jumped out and hit my car.
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Let me tell you, I get out and pick the motherfucking deer up. I thought he was dead. I put the motherfucking deer in my back seat, and I'm driving down the motherfucking road and minding my own business. The motherfucker woke up and bit me in the back of my goddamn neck, and it bit me and it done kicked the shit out of my car. Now, I'm in the motherfucking phone booth. The deer bit me in the neck. A big motherfucking dog came up and bit me in the leg. I hit him with the motherfucking tire iron, and I stabbed him. I stabbed him with my knife, so I got a hurt leg, and the motherfucking deer bit me in the neck. And the dog won't let me out of the motherfucking phone booth because he wants the deer.
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Yeah, my deer bit me in the neck. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting me. Hold on. God, get out of here. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting my ass. Hold on.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Like to own this married man adventure? Go to the bit box at thebigshow.com. Search for keyword claw hammer. Here we go.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Last time, married man and his costume cohorts were sorting through the oddball assortment of super abilities they acquired after being zapped by a malfunctioning cyclotron at the new Powers and Things store at the mall.
Okay, folks, if you'll take a quick snapshot for the guest book, we'll give you a free box of business cards with your new superhero name printed on them.
Actually, we already have superhero names.
Well, the employee manual says we're supposed to encourage the customer to create a new identity to match their superpower.
Well, okay, let's see. I can connect to my portable phone using only the telepathic powers of my mind.
How about... not likely to scare many supervillains with a power like that guy.
Well, it's accurate, but I don't know if it'll fit on the business card.
Actually, I'm partial to something a tad more dramatic, like the human cell phone.
Wow, yeah, that's much cooler.
Take it easy there, wiener vision guy.
It's not wiener vision. It's meat vision.
Hey, calm down, my guy.
And you got a lot of room to talk, Mr. Shoots spider webs out of his rear end.
Let's see. This one shoots bratwurst out of his eye sockets, and this one poots rope. Maybe you two could be Bratman and Ribbon the Boy Wonder. Huh?
Hey, phone guy. Big girl over here starting to give me the creeps since she turned into a big guy.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it, sugar britches. Listen, I think we're about done here. You want to go somewhere and grab a lunchtime cocktail?
I better not. I need to get home and cut the grass or something.
Come on, buddy. You need to open yourself up to new ideas every once in a while.
Speaking of your gigantic gender indistinct friend here, may I suggest the name... Man girl.
Man girl, huh? Hey, I like the sound of that.
Look, a special news bulletin on Eyewitness Action News Channel 14. Homer, turn that TV on.
In case you're just joining us, evil arch genius of crime, Dr. Clawhammer, has escaped from Brushywood State Prison and is now hovering over downtown Central City in his atomic-powered flying saucer. A large bullhorn is just lowered from the belly of the craft. Unless I miss my guess, Dr. Clawhammer is about to issue some sort of a statement.
Attention, Central City. This is Dr. Clawhammer. I hereby challenge my arch-enemy Dynamo Man to meet me in the town square where we'll settle the feud between us once and for all. If he doesn't show up in the next 5 minutes, I will begin leveling the city with my mega-turbo laser blaster cannon.
Holy crap! Dynamo Man is all fighting Dr. DNA and the ice mutants down in Antarctica. No way he can get here in 5 minutes. This town is toast.
Not so fast, chum. Dynamo Man might not be able to make it, but perhaps we can.
All right. It's clobbering time.
What?
We're right around the corner from the town square. We can get there in seconds and thwart Dr. Clawhammer with our new superpowers.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, going up against a fella like that could get us killed. Or worse.
Don't you worry, little spider pooper. You stick close to me. You'll be safe as a baby in his mama's arms. Only different, you know, because of the hair.
No offense, big guy, but I don't really like you that way.
Folks, this is the reason we wanted superpowers in the first place. Why, we owe it to mankind to pop this pus-filled pimple on the face of humanity.
Hey, say it, don't spray it, will you?
This is it, team. To the minivan! Wait, 1 second. Hello? Hi, honey bunny. No time to chat. We're off to give a wedgie of justice to the rear end of evil. What's that? No, I haven't been drinking.
Holy, this could end badly. The world's worst superpowers against the world's greatest evil genius?
whose rear end will end up getting the wedgie? To find out, don't miss our next sphincter tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.